And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS. The opioid epidemic. We know it's a problem here in the Lansing area and across the country. Well, now a new treatment may completely change that. It involves an implant in the arm. My next guest is an expert on the topic. Dr. Joe Gay is the executive director of Health Recovery Services, which runs a set of clinics in Ohio. Dr. Gay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, and you, in fact, testified in front of the FDA on this particular treatment. Now, how does this work exactly?
Well, the medication involved is buprenorphine, which is often sold under the trade name Suboxone.
Uh-huh.
And this is a drug that partially mimics the action of opiates on the brain. And so it prevents a person from having withdrawal, and it also substantially reduces or eliminates the craving for the drug.
Has this ever been attempted, though, to implant a drug like this into the body?
As far as I know, there has not been a other than the clinical trials for this drug, I don't know that it's been implanted before.
What have the trials shown in its effectiveness?
That this sounds a little funny, but for when there is an effective drug product that's already on the market, already approved, mm-hmm. new products have to show that they are not inferior to the existing product, and this drug was shown to be not inferior to the existing product.
Which is taking the pill, essentially? Or?
Yeah. Actually, the existing product is typically administered as a strip of film that goes under the tongue.
Under the tongue,
although
okay.
There are also tablet forms of it.
And how many times a day would you be taking this buprenorphine?
Most people would take it once a day.
Once a day, and it just lasts the whole day long?
It lasts a day, yes, mm-hmm. It lasts all day long.
And so instead this would go under the skin, and is there any concern that it might be almost too powerful if it's implanted?
No, it's a time-release
mm-hmm.
formulation.
Now, when you testified at the FDA, you're highly supportive of this idea, right?
Yes, I'm supportive of the idea.
Now, why is it? Why do you think this is better than the current treatment?
Well, one of the issues with the current treatment is that there is a substantial amount of diversion of oral buprenorphine or Suboxone.
Uh-huh.
People get the drug and they sell part of it. And,
really? Is it a profitable thing to do? Or?
Yes.
Really? What is it about it? Why are people trying to buy this Suboxone?
Our understanding is that most of the people who buy it are buying it to avoid withdrawal and reduce craving.
Mm-hmm.
So they're buying it for the same reason it's prescribed.
Okay, and the implant would basically force people, would not allow them to sell, I guess.
Yeah, it would not allow them to mm-hmm. sell it. So that's one of the advantages of it. And then it also takes the person out of that cycle of taking a drug every day. The implant lasts for 6 months.
Okay. Oh,
so they
6 months.
Have to,
so you have the feeling after 6 months, are you done? Do you need any more?
If they need more, they can get more.
Talking to Dr. Joe Gay, Executive Director of Health Recovery Services, we've got issues with opioids, of course, in Michigan. How bad is it in Ohio right now?
Right now, we have data. Data is available on the publicly supported, the state system that supports addiction treatment, pays for addiction treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And in the public clinics in Ohio, right now, there are more people being treated for opioid problems than for alcohol problems.
And what kind of an increase would you say you've seen then?
Well, in the state, the state has gone from about, in the year 2000, about 7% of individuals admitted to the public system had an opiate diagnosis.
Uh-huh.
And now it is something like 35 to 37%, somewhere up in that range.
35% of what people being admitted, you're saying, or the public?
Yes, that are being admitted
are for opioids.
Being admitted, not of the population, right, of people being admitted to the system.
Well, getting close to half almost. So what? So when you talk about this treatment, is this going to be the game changer?
I'm afraid not.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, because opiate addiction is a very, very serious and difficult to treat problem. But this will be another tool, hopefully produce an incremental improvement in how we can serve it.
Well, but
it's not going to be a game changer.
So how does it work? So you're addicted to opioids. You want to stop. Let's say they implant you with a Suboxone. So how would you feel at that point? Would you still feel the need for opioids?
Hopefully not.
Okay. Well, what are you finding? Those that are taking the Suboxone, do they still continue taking opioids sometimes along with it? Or
at times they do, yes. Probably it's more common that they use other drugs of abuse if they're not successful. Many of them are successful. The point is that they stop using drugs of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Completely, but
and what does it do? So you take Suboxone, do you feel high in some way? Or?
Typically not. No. Now people can get high on Suboxone, but if it's given carefully at the appropriate dose,
mm-hmm.
they don't feel high, but they feel normal. And
there's no withdrawal whatsoever.
There's no withdrawal.
Uh-huh.
And there's no craving. People who are opiates appear to change a person's brain. Mm-hmm. If a person takes opiates on a regular basis, it makes changes in their brain. And if you take the opiates away,
mm-hmm.
they do not feel normal. They feel in distress. Even after they go through withdrawal, there's still that feeling of needing the opiates.
Really? Just even once? So how long does that go on for?
That can go on indefinitely.
You've seen that going on for years where they feel uneasy?
Yes.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah, I mean, they can be. But think about this, too. I asked one of my friends one time who'd been a longtime smoker, who'd been off cigarettes for maybe 5 years. I said, Did you ever want a cigarette anymore? And he said, well, every day.
That's the feeling you're saying. It's just there.
Yeah. And so now some people are not tortured by cravings every day,
uh-huh.
but there may be times when they have strong cravings. Tortured by cravings,
so even
if they don't have a medication.
And the Suboxone essentially just helps you through the withdrawal. After that point, does it have any real value?
I'm sorry, say that again.
The Suboxone, you said it can help through the withdrawal process.
Yes, it will prevent withdrawal.
But after that, what's the value of Suboxone?
It takes away that craving. The craving for the drug.
Even after you've been through the withdrawal.
Yeah, okay. And the craving goes on, the desire for the drug goes on.
Is it the kind of thing you can take for years then? Or?
It's possible, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's the process now? I mean, it sounds like a reasonable thing to do if it's already being administered. How difficult is it to get the FDA to approve an implant?
Propufene had to go through 3 clinical trials.
Uh-huh.
So they did 3 separate studies to show, and so that took several years, and
mm-hmm.
so it's a pretty difficult process.
Yeah, do you think they're dragging their feet for some reason, the FDA?
I do not believe that. Now, I need to make it clear, I wasn't involved in the clinical trials,
uh-huh.
and so I'm not all that conversant with all that went on through right. that, but I do not particularly think that the FDA was dragging their feet.
On this,
I think that they uh-huh. they have a responsibility to
make sure
that the medications
safe, right.
people use are safe and
right.
effective, and that's not
Yeah. Hey,
easy process for any kind of drug.
One last thing. Is this, could this be used for more than just this one drug, the buprenorphine? I mean, is this, once we get into implants, do you see this being used for all kinds of ways of dealing with addiction?
Yes, it can be, it could be used. And there already, now again, I haven't worked on the biochemical end of this at all.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a somewhat similar technology that's already used for long-acting contraceptive birth control.
Uh-huh. But in terms of addiction, what other kinds of addictions could you help? Can you imagine being used of using implants to help with?
Well, right now, the primary medication is primarily used for opiate addiction. There is some. It's not an FDA-approved use of this medication, but there's some mm-hmm. off-label use of this medication for alcohol dependence.
Oh, the same on Suboxone, you're saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it might help even with alcoholism in some way.
Yes, yes. Huh. But but right now I'm not aware of drugs that are being used on a regular basis or an approved basis for other addictions.
Your prediction, how soon is this going to be out there for people to be able to implant?
I would hope within 6 months, but I'm not sure.
Within this year.
There's still some other steps to getting it actually on the market.
Out there. Dr. Joe Gay, he's the executive director of Health Recovery Services, which runs a set of clinics in Ohio. This is exciting news. Dr. Gay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.